This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here live at Gillette Stadium in the bowels, the beautiful bowels studio of Gillette Stadium. Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons, Andy Jumbo Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Hi-yo.
Filling in for Christian Arcand, who is a little bit under the weather, maybe raked a few too many leaves over the holiday weekend or had a little too much turkey that was brought to his home for him, even though he hosted because he doesn't cook. But we talked to Drake May a little over an hour ago, and that was the main takeaway from a lot of aggregators via Twitter, that Drake May kind of dismissing anyone who can't throw a Hail Mary from around the 50, to which most Patriot fans seem to immediately connect to poor Mac Jones.
Old McCorkle.
Is that called catching strays down in Florida? Catching strays down in Florida, even though he may be ascending to the starting quarterback.
Maybe we should call Drake, we should call him Strake. Because he's Drake's
terrible.
But it's not terrible.
Drizzy is better. He goes by Chen.
Drizzy?
You don't like Drizzy?
No, I'm not a huge fan of Drizzy. Like,
Drizzy with it?
Did you seriously, and anyone watching on Twitch, did people see Andy do his DJ move on that as well?
Drizzy with it.
You get a drum roll for that,
I didn't make up Drizzy. Anyway, Drake May said that, and our guy, DB, he's not ADB. His initials are DB.
Is he Drizzy B?
He could be Drizzy B, the big baller.
D-Briz?
Big baller nation? I don't know. There's a lot of things
you can do. The ball of justice?
Quit while you're ahead.
Ball of hate, but
you'll find a good one eventually, boys.
Stiz told me to stop before the FCC.
Oh, you'll be
stops
here a while,
us.
Dan.
So we're going to go back to the Brighton studios, where new friend of the show, Dan Baller.
The show is a producer.
I know, but I don't know him very well, so he's sort of a new friend.
If you don't know him well, how can you say he's a friend?
So we're debating nickname and position today, fellas.
Well, I also kind of like him.
But okay. I can't be all in. I can't say, like, oh, he's a good guy.
You can't be ball in?
Right. I can't be ball in. I'm still – we're moving on from this. Dan, you've been monitoring the comments on some of these aggregations of our interview with Drake May, and you're going to bring that to the show now.
All right, boys. I'll talk so you don't have to because I was wondering if we'd find an answer there anywhere. But one of the aggregation accounts that that picked up the quote was ML Football, which has about 306,000 followers. I'll try to dictate it as it reads because there are – capital letters and all sorts of stuff. News: Patriots quarterback Drake May has a message for every NFL QB. Anytime you're not on the 50, midfield, if you can't make a throw in the NFL, or make that throw in the NFL, I'm not sure you should be in the NFL. A lot of people calling it clickbait. Another person saying, okay, buddy, take a seat. Bold statement, Cotton, and big talk from the rookie. Love him, but bold strategy. And you guys nailed it. There are probably three or four mentions in this comment section alone of poor Mac Jones, as well as one for Bo Nix, which I don't think was anywhere close to what he was alluding to?
Mm-mm. No, as a matter of fact, the last Patriots, well, there's two quarterbacks in the last half decade on the Patriots with questionable arm strength as it pertains to the Hail Mary. Last year, Mac Jones was not allowed to throw one that only would have been about 55 yards, which was a serious no-confidence vote from Belichick. And then in 2020, don't forget in the game they lost in Houston, Cam Newton tried to throw a Hail Mary 58 yards, and it landed at the 8.
Ooh, that's not great.
Now, that's not fair for Cam Newton. He had been sort of beaten down over the years.
I am a Cam Newton apologist.
His arm was not – that's sort of like Chad Pennington. The years wore away at their ability.
Well, he had that terrible injury early on as well.
So, what's the Bo Nix tie-in here?
He's not the strongest arm quarterback in the world.
No, he isn't, but why did people assume that Drake might be alluding to Bo Nix? Or are they just reading way too much into this?
I think it's a way too much issue.
Me too.
Yeah,
I didn't think Bo Nix. I thought Mac Jones, in part because he used to be the quarterback here, and as you mentioned, he had the issue a year ago where the head coach decided he didn't think he had the arm strength to get it there.
So, Dan, I shortly after those aggregator tweets came out, I quote tweeted out a video of Drake May, the one that you forwarded along of Drake May, chucking the ball 83 yards.
Crazy, right? He didn't remember that, by the way. That's a very specific thing to have done to then not remember a few years later.
See, that's what I immediately said, too. I wrote, ask Drake May about this on WEI if it was real. He said he couldn't remember it. How could anybody not remember chucking a dime like this? And in the comments to this, your friend Jeff Stenberg from the Six Rings podcast says, you're the real MVP, Fitzy. No one cares what Art thinks.
What does that have to do with this?
It doesn't. I'm just having fun with that.
Wagon.
How about this? Tony Butler says, it's too bad. That's impossible. And then another guy writes, this is why we don't get nice things
impossible?
Around here, Andy. Ready? At FTG8286, great handle, 8285 is better. Too bad he wasn't better yesterday. The guy was through for like 240 yards. Touchdown, a pick that wasn't his fault, ran for 60 yards and was 24 of 30, 80% completion. Yeah. And this is what Pats fans are saying. Too bad he wasn't better yesterday. How much better does this guy have to be to please these people?
Well, those are you people right there.
Well, you say you people, I say these people.
Yeah, because you're part of those people.
You think I'm not? You think, Savage picked it up. Now it's going to go viral.
But, like, what more did you want to see from Drake May yesterday? What exactly could he have done better? He cleared it up. He was throwing to Austin Hooper, even though he hasn't watched the video yet. He'll see, Jalen, what are you doing there? I'm throwing to Hooper. Get the hell out of the way. Go to the back corner. Don't stop at the front corner. Because you could have dragged a defender into that play that he is probably not accounting for in his mindset. But what I thought he ran judiciously.
Prudently.
Shouldn't have had a salad during the break. Judiciously.
Salad was a bad choice.
Yes. I thought he made good decisions in the pocket, outside the pocket. I thought he was, for the most part, accurate. There were a couple throws that I don't think he himself loved, as Bill Belichick would say, that he might want to have back. But playing quarterback is a necessarily imperfect position. You very infrequently have games where it's like, wow. You remember that Brady game where he went like 26 of 28 against Jacksonville, I think? It was borderline perfection. But every quarterback, I don't care if your name is Brady, Manning, anybody, there's just too much going on. There's pass rush, receivers, routes, defenders that you're not going to. Yesterday was I thought Drake May's best game as a Patriot, best game as a pro. I saw Pro Football Network, which seems like they're trying to steal PFF's shtick. They're now
part 33rd team, part PFF.
Yeah, they're like now trying to do grades and stuff. They had their highest grade of the season on Drake May from yesterday's performance.
It's funny. I still think his debut against the Texans is my favorite game of it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, we can, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
Guilty pleasures.
Yep. Oh,
well, what was your favorite Drake May game in all the losses he's piled up?
What was your favorite Drake May game-ending interception? 617.
But no, what more could he have done yesterday?
Nothing.
What are they looking for?
Nothing.
This is why I get mad at you people. You people shouldn't have nice things. You people are never happy. You people have a franchise quarterback who's one of the best young players in football, and you people are ripping him on social media behind these, like, combinations of letters and number handles.
Dan, are you taking notes back in the studio so you can maybe get like a salt brand or something to get a sponsor for Andy's You People segment?
Diligent notes, yes, sir.
Okay, thought
so. Jeez, any other comments from the comments section, Dan, that you wanted to surface, as they say in the business?
One more that said Gerard Mayo had the choice of using his quarterback with a, quote, rocket of an arm, and then a comment about people were trying to hype up this cornball during the offseason as Patriots head coach.
Cornball? Who's the cornball? Mayo?
Mayo, oh, I believe.
Yeah,
Mayo on your cornball.
I do think this was an opportunity that it's a higher percentage play. We already got into that. The Hail Mary is the higher percentage play by nature of the fact that it has happened.
Yeah.
And the kick has never happened.
Once previously, yeah.
Also, and not that Gerard Mayo should ever be thinking like this, because I do think he should be thinking about what's best for the team, how do we win football games. It was an opportunity to give Drake May his real coming out party. End the game, because he had the one where he scrambles around, makes a great play. But it wasn't a walk-off. It wasn't game over. He hits this this Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not an interception.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a Freudian slip
Freud,
there from Hart.
Dr. Freud, watch the floor on your way in, please.
But if he hits that Hail Mary, they win that game. That's his moment. That's his true coming out
and
party.
And I bet you
he even
drafts off of Nixon Daniels and re-enters the – it would be three-horse
yes.
race for
and Jaden Daniels already has the Hail Mary. It built the Commanders and ruined the Bears. It literally ruined the Bears franchise. Multiple people have lost jobs
Matt Eberflus has a poster of it at home that
100%.
He just like, scribbles on.
That other guy, Stevenson, the corner, like they've all been branded a certain thing based in part off that Hail Mary.
Losers.
You could have branded the Colts. You could have one-upped the Colts on there. You guys need to go 19 plays. I just need to loosen the arm, and it just takes one for me to do what
I don't even have. You see me? I can throw it 83 and hit the crossbar. You
and
think I can't throw this perfectly?
Home crowd, sunny, cold day at Gillette. I feel like that could have been a great moment. Instead, because the cold's not really going to affect his throw. He said it was a little windy during the day, but he's quite confident when he drops back in that situation, the ball's going to end up in the end zone.
Well,
who knows?
The wind was a factor in that chuck that he had at the end of the game against the Titans, though. Remember, he said, well, you know, I probably should have taken that into account.
Yeah, he took that back the next day, though. He was just making excuses for himself. He admitted it.
Yeah,
he just has bad receivers who don't make plays for him.
And
that's what we'll get to when we come back here on the afternoon show, because I have a rant. We're also going to get to your calls, 617-779-7937. See you lining up. We are going to talk about how his receivers continue to let Drake May down, but also, more importantly than that, continue to be subtly or not so subtly divisive as members of his team. Because Drake May has taken the high road at every opportunity since he got here. He defends his coaches, he defends his linemen, and he defends his receivers, even when at various points they've all been stinky, stinky, stinky.
He did. When they get stink, stunk, he even did it today as well.
He did. And yet, they don't always have his back, and that's a problem for me. The afternoon show here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, that voice you heard with all those great comments from the social media platforms of choice, Dan Ball is going to get you trending.